For the past 5.5 years, it has been a blessing for me to serve as your bishop. Through my visits to parishes and schools, I have met so many good and faithful people throughout our diocese. As people of God, we strive to discover and live out our baptismal call to be disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. Helping us fulfill our Christian mission are programs and ministries vital to the life of the church, but they cannot exist without your support for the annual Catholic Services Appeal. Once again, I invite you to join me in supporting our annual Catholic Services Appeal. This appeal is the primary way in which the diocese is able to provide programs and ministries that are vital to the mission of the church.
Today's families are exposed to rapid bursts of information that tell us our desires can be filled in material and physical ways. But there is no earthly substitute for the love God provides. When our children and teens come seeking answers to questions about their faith, we need to be able to lead them to the true life and happiness that God offers.
That was really, really powerful. And you see how our journeys are all unique. And it's beautiful to see that, how God touched each and every one of us to guide us.
The CSA supports parish faith formation programs for children, youth, and adults. These programs allow us to pass along Catholic teachings and traditions, which can lead us to this truth. In addition to parish faith formation programs, 31 vibrant Catholic schools provide environments that inspire young people to grow in Catholic faith and grace, achieve more in school and life, develop creativity and character, and feel welcomed and cherished for their unique gifts.
If someone asks me if they should send their kids to Catholic school, I would say they should definitely do it. It allows the students to grow in faith, their mind, body, in everything and always.
Through parish faith formation programs in Catholic schools, our relationship with Jesus Christ is strengthened outside of the time we spend with Him on Sunday. But we cannot continue to grow spiritually, in particular through the sacraments, without our priests and deacons. Your gift to the CSA helps to support the education and formation necessary for men who are discerning God's call to the priesthood and diaconate. Seminarians and deacons in formation for our diocese engage in programs which ensure complete formation, taking into account the whole person so they can be prepared to serve God's holy people. The CSA helps us to make God's presence more visible in our busy world, seeing our brothers and sisters as Christ would instead of as a stranger, a prisoner, or an immigrant, and offering the same hope and compassion as our Lord. When you give to the Catholic Services Appeal, you help to bring hope and to unite the body of Christ in caring for those most in need. During this past year alone, more than 3,500 families received basic necessities through pantries run by Catholic Charities West Michigan. And throughout our 11-county diocese, more than 137,000 people were nourished through CCWM's food pantries or meal programs.
It's one of those rare occasions where, and a lot of people are familiar with Matthew 25, and how often do you have the opportunity to do something literally for Jesus?
Staff and volunteers of our prison and jail ministry visit the imprisoned, bringing the Eucharist and sharing the Word of God with those whom society often forgets.
All it takes is one visit for you to become aware that these men are, or your women, whoever it is, are in a situation where they are more open to what you have to share with them than at probably any other time in their life.
Cultural ministries serve our Hispanic, Latino, Black Catholic, and Native American brothers and sisters. These ministries encourage inclusion and fuller participation of all God's people in the life of the church by building our Catholic identity through diversity. Through prayer and the Eucharist, with the Holy Spirit as our guide, these ministries allow us to be the message that God wants to speak to the world through our lives. The Church looks to help in that calling through Faith Grand Rapids Magazine, the televised broadcast of Sunday Mass, the diocesan website, and social media. all of these platforms provide opportunities for an encounter with Christ.
Brothers and sisters, thank you for your past contributions. You are the reason that faith is flourishing in the Diocese of Grand Rapids. Please remember that any money raised above and beyond your parish's goal is returned 100% to your parish. As your shepherd, I ask you to prayerfully consider a gift to this year's appeal that is both generous and sacrificial. Thank you for your support.
Cards that you received in the mail, if you didn't get them in the mail, conveniently, there's some at the end of your pew. And turn them in regardless of what your contribution is. That helps, again, our office to work through it as quickly as possible to get all the paperwork done. And that is, as you know, greatly appreciated, especially during this time of year when new school registrations are signing up. It creates a backlog of work for our administrator in the parish office. So please do fill in your cards. Very important. And as Bishop did say, whatever raised over and above comes back to us. And as you know, we're still paying off this part over here. So your charity is greatly appreciated. I do want to say a few things about our readings today. As you remember, our whole Lenten journey has been about that opening prayer from Ash Wednesday, that we are in a spiritual battle, and a spiritual battle necessitates spiritual tools, which are prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And Jesus gave us, through his own moments of temptation in the desert, the kind of outline or umbrella of the pitfalls in life that we need to be aware of. Our natural and unnatural interior beckonings, what I call passions or drives that call to us. While some of them are good, some of them aren't so good, we don't act on how we feel. We act on what we know, what's been provided for us by divine revelation. That is how we make our choices in life, not by whatever is going on inside of us at the moment. We do desire excellence. We want to achieve our kingdoms, but we do that not by bowing to false gods, but by excelling in the spiritual life, by being a saint. That's our call, to be the best that we can be according to God's plan, not our culture's plan. And of course, that there is one Lord, and him alone do we adore, and we don't put him to the test. And so when we look at our lives and realize that we perhaps have had other gods, to immediately get rid of them as quickly as we recognize them. And our readings today, there has always been the thought in the Old Testament that anything bad that happens to you clearly is a curse from God. And Jesus makes it very clear in the gospel today that that is not true. In this fallen world, things are going to happen. Sometimes those things are the results, the consequences of our personal choices. Sometimes. Sometimes they're the results of someone else's personal choices. Sometimes it's simply dumb bad luck. It's a fallen world, and things happen, and you and I come in contact with difficulties and challenges. And like Moses with the burning bush, God is not here to consume us and leave us nothing. He wants us to be like that burning bush. He wants us to be on fire, but not consumed. And so he makes it very clear that while you and I have breath, while we are here on earth, it's the day of repentance. Judgment will come. He just said it crystal clear. If you don't repent, this and worse will happen to you. So, as long as we're here on earth, that's the good news is this is a perpetual Lent for us. We're constantly called to reinvestigate in our lives. Are we aware that we're in a spiritual journey, a spiritual battle, that there's forces at work that we're not always privy to? Do we take the divine revelation, the sacred scriptures, and the teachings of our church seriously enough that we will act on them? When Jesus tells us, today is not the day of judgment, but the day will come. So make sure you're prepared for that day. Let's ask the Holy Spirit this week to, again, show us in our own heart where it is that we've not allowed him in, where we've put our arms up and just kept him at bay, where it is that we have not allowed him to completely and totally penetrate. We need not fear what God wants of us. Moses approaching that bush, you can only imagine what he must have been feeling. And this is just when he's gotten away from the Pharaoh and he's on the lam, if you will. And you can imagine what's going through. This is the beginning of his life and the fear and the dread and the hopelessness he probably felt. And yet God came to him at that moment, not to condemn him, but to give him a mission. And so he does with us. If we remove those obstacles that we have allowed to grow in our hearts.